What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? How are you today, Ramona? Ramona's back.
I'm good.
Yeah, you sound pretty good. You don't sound like you're on your deathbed anymore. You didn't sound good for like a week. You sounded, you sounded bad, quite frankly, there, Ramona. But you sound sort of like yourself now. Somehow your voice seems a little higher. So maybe your voice has changed in whatever cold storm you went through. Just to clarify, Ramona did not have COVID. She did not have that condition. She was just in the midst of a hellacious cold, which really impacted her voice. Is that the story we're going with, right, Ramona?
Yes, that's what happened.
Yes, that's what happened. Well, a lot of people asked about you when you were gone, so they missed you. So you were missed.
Of course,
a lot of people posted photos of raviolios and Chef Boyardee and all that stuff on Twitter as well. which in a way is a sign that you were missed. It is.
I think it is.
Yeah, it's a sign of affection. We have a lot to get to on today's show. I had originally scheduled a Clemson exercise for today, but I'm not done with it yet. So it will either be tomorrow or Wednesday. I'm not sure yet. Just depends how long it takes me. So we will have that. I will have a Clemson story for you later today that most people probably saw back around 2015, but many have forgotten and maybe many didn't know about it at all. And I'm going to share that story a little later in the program. So that's coming your way today. I want to have some college football discussion. We started a way too early look at USA's look at the way too early top 25. And we never really got around to doing that. We might get to that today. I really want to take a look at that. I want to start to talk about what's going to happen, because football's going to happen. I truly believe that. Look, I don't believe this is going to be easy. And I know that the next few weeks are going to be hellacious. I have no doubt about that. But we'll get through it and we'll move on. And eventually football is going to come. It is. I do not believe there was somebody wrote the other day, I don't know who it was, I responded to it at the time, but the question was, well, what chance does football have of being played? And I said 99%. I truly believe that. I'm going to allow 1% because we are in the world of the unknown, but I believe that we will get through this and eventually things will start to pick up and we will have a return to normalcy. And as part of that, we will have football as sports fans. I truly believe that. So that's how I'm going to conduct myself in terms of what we do and what we cover and what we talk about. And we're going to talk about projections. We're going to talk about, just like we always would, we're going to talk about what's going to happen in the upcoming football season. Look, in a way, this is nothing new. I mean, yes, we have other things on our plate normally at this time of year, but what we always have is football. This show is still, we focus primarily on football. That's what we focus 360 year round, primarily on football. Well, football's still coming. And from an NFL perspective, their season continued with free agency and gave us a lot of things to discuss. And as such, we have a lot of things to look ahead to in a never-changing landscape of professional football, which I think has changed dramatically in the last few days. In fact, I heard a guy the other night as part of a conversation on satellite radio saying, well, but we have this every year. No, we don't. No, we don't. What are you talking about? We have this every year. We have never had a free agency period like this. Never, ever, ever. There have never been so many big names that have changed places. So many unexpected big names. Some we knew about. We knew Tom Brady had a chance of going elsewhere. I think Vegas thought for sure that he wouldn't, but he did. There's more news on that. Another Seth Wickersham piece. I also heard a Boston Herald correspondent named Karen Garigan offer some thoughts and comments on that. So we'll look at what was said there. But Philip Rivers, now a Colt, and unexpected guys like Nuke Hopkins, who's now going to be in Arizona, and major players changing teams all over the league and changing what the expectations are. I mean, I heard former NFL scout, probably why he's former, Bucky Brooks the other day suggesting that Todd Gurley's going to have an MVP season and that Tom Brady won't make as big an impact as in Tampa as most think. Well, there's two buzzes. I mean, honestly, where you dream up Gurley as MVP is beyond me. But we'll get to that. We'll get to all that. But again, Todd Gurley. You know, just a couple seasons removed from MVP candidacy. Now he's like an almost like an afterthought. The Rams wanted to get rid of him. The Falcons bring him in on a one-year deal. So we have major players all over the league who have changed locations. And as such, it's dramatically changed the outlook for the league ahead and for the season ahead, which is going to happen. So we're going to talk about all that today. I'm going to actually start offering you projections on every division in the National Football League, why I think it is, why I believe it will happen, what I know about the changes that have taken place. Also, I've been in, it's funny, Ramona. Even when sports stops, it never really stops. There are always things we're debating in sport. We're debating sports history all the time. I got into conversations this weekend with Josh Phillips and others about the best college basketball players of all time. Apparently, and I never saw it, the Four Letter Network came out with a mixed list of men and women players. I'm not going to mix two sports together that don't play each other. But what I am going to do is I'm going to offer you my 25 greatest college basketball players of all time today. Many of you have already contributed on Twitter with your suggestions. You're welcome to do so on the text line, on the phone lines, on Twitter as well. And Twitter's usually the best way. If you're not following me, you should be. I'm at Deptula Has Rage, where I do a constant separate show at Deptula Has Rage because I have the illness and I live this stuff 24 hours a day. And so my life in that regard hasn't changed that much. But it's just funny, you know, there's no active sports going on, but I'm still engaging in the same kind of conversations that I always would have about sports history, about who was great, who wasn't great, why they were great, why they weren't great, these kinds of things. And, you know, these are conversations that I would regularly have. And I had them all weekend. I had them all weekend about what was the 10 best players of all time. And I've turned it into the 25 best players of all time. I'll tell you my list later today and why I think these guys are the 25 greatest college players who ever played the game. And they come from all over. That's the other thing. You know, even though basketball sometimes seems to be a centric game located to leagues like the ACC, et cetera, it's not really the case when you talk about the 25 greatest players of all time. They came from all over. And perhaps a surprisingly few came from the ACC, in my estimation, over the course of history. We'll get into all of that. But a league that's been historically the greatest league may not have as many of the top 25 players as you would think. It certainly didn't come out that way for me. But we'll talk about that, and you can offer your opinions. People have already sent me in lots of names. You're welcome to do so as well. So we have all that coming your way today, and if you want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627. Again, we'll get into the NFL teams later. Locally, there's some breaking news in regards to some of these NFL teams, like the Atlanta Falcons, as we already suggested, brought in Todd Gurley on a one-year deal. Again, Bucky Brooks thinks that Gurley's going to have an MVP season for the Falcons. I'm just not even sure he makes it through five games. So we have a difference of opinion there. The Panthers, meanwhile, have brought in P.J. Walker. And you know, P.J. Walker was the quarterback who was having the most success in the XFL. I watched most of the games he played when he played under Matt Rhule at Temple for part of that. And I thought Walker was a good collegiate quarterback at Temple. And obviously, he's a dual threat guy, lots of athleticism, pretty decent arm. And he pretty much lit it up in the XFL. This is not a surprising move by Matt Rhule, in my estimation. Not surprising at all. He coached the kid. Apparently, he stayed in constant contact with him through his XFL experience. So not at all surprised that he brings him in. And is he? What is he being brought in for? To be the backup? Yeah, I think so. But, you know, also, there's not an incumbent starting quarterback now in Carolina. Yes, Bridgewater has been brought in to be that guy, but Walker's going to give him a little bit of competition, I think. I think it's going to be an interesting situation. I like the move by Matt Rhule. I think it was quite clear that Matt Rhule wasn't going to retain Kyle Allen, and as it turns out, he did not. So Kyle Allen, the former Carolina Panther, now going to the Redskins. So the teams in this area making some interesting moves regarding offensive skill position players. And regarding Kyle Allen going to the Redskins, you know, with Ron Rivera there, I think the thought was that a certain Carolina quarterback named Cam Newton might soon be headed to the Redskins. We had discussed last week possible destinations for Cam Newton, and the Redskins certainly seemed like they were potentially one of those destination points. And you know, my question was, how many teams were really interested in Cam Newton at this point? Because we just don't know what he is. You know, we just don't know whether he can ever be that guy again. There's no evidence one way or another. I mean, the last evidence we have says he can't. And so, in a way, he's damaged goods until he can prove otherwise. And the problem is, in this climate of coronavirus, there is no methodology by which to prove that. You would have to have original team doctors sanction you, but NFL teams want their own team doctors to sanction you. And so it's a dilemma. It's a dilemma for any player that's injured, just as it's a dilemma for many of the college players, particularly the small school players, the players who had pro days canceled on them. Those players are suffering as a result. And there are some agents trying to run pro days in sort of isolation, proving no one's really going to believe any of the numbers that come out of that. Doesn't matter how much video or evidence you have. Doesn't matter if you follow Jim Nagy's guidelines for running a pro day experience. It doesn't matter. No one's really going to believe those numbers. But in the case of Cam Newton, his situation is made more complex by the fact that in a coronavirus world, teams that might be interested in him can't get a medical on him. Not from their own doctors. But again, I think there's been some sentiment in recent days, and one we talked about here, that potentially Cam Newton to the Washington Redskins seemed like a logical fit. Ron Rivera, having known Cam up close and experienced him. Now, of course, when a coach knows somebody up close and experienced them, he doesn't experience just the good. He experiences the bad and the questionable, too. And so maybe sometimes when you don't see something that you might expect, the reason is because the coach actually doesn't like him as much as conventional wisdom suggests. So that's all part of that equation. But as yet, Cam not going anywhere. And the quarterback, again, Redskin fans sort of searching the news, looking to see if Cam Newton was going to be coming to them. Buzz, but Kyle Allen is. That'll make you feel all warm and fuzzy as a Redskin fan. You know, in fact, when I wrote that today, Mark Childress responded with Super Bowl bound. You know, yeah, I mean, exactly. I don't think any Redskin fan imagined Kyle Allen coming to provide depth in that situation. And there's a lot of strange business going on. The Patriots brought Brian Hoyer back. And again, I think this goes to explain, and we'll talk about this later, really what Bill Belichick is about at this point, and really where one of the greatest coaches in the history of the National Football League, if not the greatest, is failing in recent years with his stubbornness, which has actually become damaging to his own team. And I think that's clearly the case now, because just as clearly, the New England Patriots are no longer the favorite in the AFC East this year. I think that's fairly obvious to me. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, you want to get in on any of these subjects, you're welcome to. We've covered all today. 654-7627, 654-7627. It's business as usual on Road Rage. We'll be back.
The bus is on us. The CAT bus is free to ride. It doesn't matter if you're a student, a senior citizen, or an alumni in town for a game. You can take advantage of what the CAT bus has to offer. Like getting you in and out of downtown Clemson hassle-free for a bite to eat, some shopping, or saving you money instead of riding around looking for a place to park. Take a CAT bus today to downtown Clemson for a bite to eat, or just doing some shopping with retailers and restaurants. CAT bus. The bus is on us.
When the unexpected happens and you need legal advice on how to move forward, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick is a former state prosecutor and has been fighting for Tiger fans like you for over 20 years. Maybe you were hurt on the job or in a car accident, charged criminally, or need help with a real estate closing. Visit nicklaverylaw.com for more information and call 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation. 864-654-3680. Go Tigers.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Do you have pain in your hands or feet, numbness, leg cramping, balance problems? If you're experiencing any of these symptoms, stop and call health intervention expert Dr. Jeff Legree, D.C. at 864-412-8141 to get the help you need in a healthy way. This exclusive proven treatment saw an 87% of pain reduction in patients. No pills, no injections, and no surgeries. Listen up. Dr. Legree will be holding a free neuropathy seminar. Limited spots are available, and the seminar will fill up. So call now, 864-412-8141. That's 864-412-8141. Stop the pain. Time to get your life back. Call 864-412-8141 for the free neuropathy seminar. Again, limited spots are available, and the seminar will fill up, so call today. You don't want to miss it. 864-412-8141. Time to get your life back. Call now.
Health insurance can be frustrating, expensive, the whole process overwhelming. At The Insurance Source, our mission statement is simple and straightforward. Everything we do is to help make health insurance easier. For the business owner who needs to protect his bottom line. For the HR folks who often handle hundreds of things all at once. For the employees who need to understand how all of this works and appreciate what they have and someone they can count on to fight for them. We love to help people, and we're good at it. Can we help you? Give us a call, 864-INSURE-1. That's 467-8731. You have a lot of choices in who to use, but I'm proud of my team and the great work that we do. In fact, we were just recognized as the best insurance agency in the upstate. Thank you for believing in us, and thank you for the opportunity to serve. I'm Guy, the Insurance Guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Covering the upstate with a split back formation. 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Walt Diptula, Road Rage, we are back. You want to get in, 654-7627. This, and I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines. This from Jack Brown of The Score. He has a brief article here entitled Missing Hopkins. Watson quotes Drake's iconic duo's lyric in tweet. It appears Deshaun Watson isn't over losing his favorite weapon. You know, I've been wondering when we're going to hear from Deshaun. I guess we have now. The Houston Texans quarterback hinted the shocking trade of all-pro receiver DeAndre Hopkins is still preying on his mind in a Monday tweet in which he quoted lyrics from Drake's 2018 song Emotionless. Deshaun Watson, quote, "I don't know how I'm going to make it out of here clean. Can't even keep track of who plays for the other team. Iconic duos rip and split at the seams." Watson and Hopkins, the article goes on, Watson and Hopkins were well on their way to icon status in three seasons together. The wideout caught 315 passes for 4,115 yards and 31 TDs in 46 games with the former Clemson standout, while Watson made two Pro Bowl appearances and established himself as arguably one of the game's best quarterbacks. But their time together came to an abrupt end last week when Houston shipped off Hopkins to the Arizona Cardinals for running back David Johnson, a second-round pick, and a swap of fours. The quarterback called the situation crazy in a tweet thanking Hopkins after the trade. Watson is left with the off-injured Will Fuller, Kenny Stills, and free agent addition Randall Cobbs as his top targets. They have tight end talent there as well. You know, it's good, and they'll certainly address the wide receiver situation in the second round. But again, look, anytime I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again, a known commodity is a million times better than a draft pick. Because a draft pick is just that. It's not a guarantee of anything. It's a hope. It's an educated guess is what it is. And many times, those educated guesses are wrong.
Well, you don't know who's going to be there.
Well, no, you don't. That's another thing. You don't really know who's going to be there. What you do know is it's an extremely deep wide receiver draft, and there will be a lot of talent available at wide receiver in the second round when Houston picks. But those are, again, those are paper talents. Those aren't proven talents. That's the distinction. I mean, I say this all the time. This notion of, you know, well, we got all these draft picks. Those draft picks only matter if you make wise choices and those guys play to their potential. But that's always an unknown. It's always a 50% issue. It's not a given. And that's why people make too much about, you know, well, we traded this elite player, but we got these draft picks. Again, and part of that depends on whether you're a smart team, whether you're a proven winner when it comes to drafting or not. But regardless, Deshaun Watson still letting it be known that, you know, that he's not enamored with what they did. I mean, I think that's clear. I mean, and that's not surprising. It's hardly surprising. Let me see what his other tweet had said, because I'm not sure I had seen the other tweet. Let me try this. He said on March 17th, he actually tweeted, "Man, this is crazy. Not sure how you thank someone who has done so much for you in your career. Not only someone who was a leader, but one of the best to ever do it. Even more, I appreciate your genuine friendship from day one. Wishing you everything you deserve, fam." And that was to DeAndre Hopkins from Deshaun Watson. And that's the kind of thing you would expect. But Deshaun indicated even now, today, that, you know, he's still not happy about the breakup of again, the words being an iconic duo. So, I'm not surprised by that. Not surprised. Let me get Steve in here. Steve, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Walt?
Good, Steve. Appreciate you getting in. Yeah. Hi, Steve.
Good. Hey, when I didn't realize the show had changed from the 1 to 3 period, and when Ramona picked up the phone, I did not say hello to her as I should have. She's one of my faves. Sorry, Ramona.
That's okay.
Just didn't
thank you.
Walt, to the point. Thank you, Ramona. Walt, to the point. You know, I turned on ESPN. I turned on ACC Network, SEC Network over the weekend, Walt, hoping to see something that showed a little thought and some anticipation of the situation that we're in right now. And I was extremely disappointed. All I saw was college football. Most of it was lousy regular season games. I saw a couple of bowl games, one of which was very good. One was just okay. And one game in which Duke was beating, during the regular season, Virginia Tech in football by 30 points. And they put that on when they could have easily have broadcast, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe there's a reason, some or all of last year's or the previous year's NCAA tournament. I don't know what thinking is going into the programming alternatives that are out there, historical alternatives, and they're obvious and there are plenty. Some great TV could be seen if they were willing to do that. Secondly, I went on to out of desperation with very little to do, went on to ESPN this weekend and thought I'd participate in the greatest 64 basketball players of all time and saw matchups between women players and men players. How do they come up with that, Walt? Is this the best they can come up with? I'll hang up, and thank you very much, and thank you, Ramona.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. I can't speak to their programming and what they're choosing to run. I'm not part of those discussions. So obviously, I really can't speak to it. I think that if you're a mega sports giant in the television world, then I think this time period becomes especially problematic for you in terms of how you handle it and what you decide to air. See, from a radio standpoint, I feel I'm still fine because I just feel like I still have tons of things to discuss. And I can cater it and tailor it and make it go whatever direction I want. Whereas, you know, if you're used to running live programming and you suddenly don't have that, then I think you have a real issue. And I don't look, I think they're in a difficult spot as far as that's concerned. As far as their, I guess, this all-time bracket of male and female players, I don't know. Look, one of the things the Four Letter Network has been criticized about is their constant politicalization of all issues. And maybe this to a degree is more the same. I don't know. I don't know how you put athletes who don't compete against each other ever in the same bracket. I'm not sure. I'm not sure there's a fair way to judge that for either side. I don't think there is. I don't think there is. And obviously, if you're talking about all of history, then you're talking about matchups that wouldn't have taken place anyway. But regardless, I think it's a little strange to combine the men and the women in such an effort. I mean, it can be done. It can be done. And as I said, I haven't seen what they did. I'm not really in a position to comment on it. I mean, I think I would have preferred two separate brackets, one for men, one for women. I think that would have been a fair way to present it from both sides. I don't think I would have done it the way they did. But again, I haven't seen specifically what they did, so I'm reluctant to comment on how efficiently they did it. Because again, I think in theory, it could be done. I still think it's a difficult proposition. There are two different games. They didn't even play with the same size basketball. I don't think you can really combine them into one. I'm not sure you're doing either side justice if you attempt to do that. Look, I may do a female bracket. I've already spoken. I've already put up lists of what I thought were the 10 greatest women players of all time. So I might do a list of the 25 best female athletes. I mean, female basketball players. I might do that. Because I have some thoughts on it. I've seen them all. I mean, I've seen them all play. And so...
Every last one.
Look, I think most... I'm sorry?
I said every last one of them.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I've seen every single...
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I know stuff.
Yeah. I've seen every single female player who... of consequence that has ever played. I mean, I have some basis on which to be able to do such a list. I think to this day, the two best female players I've seen are Diana Taurasi and Breonna Stewart. I mean, Breonna Stewart led UConn to four national championships. no other player, men's or women's, has ever done that. And she did it because she was such a dominant freak at 6'4" on both ends and could run the court. And Diana Taurasi is still probably the greatest female player of all time. But there's a lot of competition. I mean, it's there have been so many great female players. Going back to people like Ann Donovan. You know, so there have been, who was 6'8", well, probably still is, or near that. But, you know, there have been so many great female players over a long period of time. But the game has changed as well. The women's game has changed dramatically and for the better. It gets better all the time. More and more athletic, and yet still focusing on historical principles of basketball that may be lost in the men's game at times. John, the legendary John Wooden, said he enjoyed watching the women's game more than the men's game, which I think speaks highly to it. But I'm still not sure that you can combine them. I'm not sure that's fair necessarily to either side. So I might do that. I might give you a list of the 25 best female basketball players, in my opinion, of all time. But today, we're going to do the 25 best men's basketball players of all time. And I'll give you my reasons for each one. There will be some notable exclusions. I'll tell you why I didn't include those guys. There will be a lot of names you know. There will be names that you don't know. There will be names that send you searching for more info. There will be some names that you have forgotten that you'll recall today when we go over this list, but I've spent a good deal of time on it. I've tried to be inclusive of all of basketball history and my reasons and my rationale, and I will explain it all later. And I think it should be a fun little exercise, you know. And I will say this: look, I get that this is also a difficult time for people in this industry in many cases, you know, and. And honestly, in a way, it depends how much game you have. I heard a guy the other night, Ramona.
Yes.
On national radio.
Uh-huh.
Who started his show with his topic for the night of who has the ugliest uniforms. See, you can't do that. You cannot do that.
Poor guy.
That's absolute crap. How anyone can play you nationally to do that is beyond me. You can't mail it in. Look, one thing that it takes in a time like this, and there's never been a time like this, is it takes more effort. Whatever you did before, however much effort you put in, like me, I think I live this 24/7. I do. But still, I want to be sure. You know, I want to, and so, if anything, you know, I'm working harder than ever. Because I want to make sure that I provide a place where people can go and still be entertained, can still hear sports talk. You know, so that's what I'm doing. It's what the people at this station are doing. And we're going to be here every day doing our thing. So come join us. I mean, I get the world we live in. I get the dangers of it. I am fully cognizant of it. And I fully appreciate it. I'm just not going to spend our afternoons here discussing it. I'm going to continue to discuss sports wherever possible. And we'll mix in some other things as we always do. So we'll be here for you. Make sure you tune in from 3 to 7 each and every day. And make sure you listen to the station all day long. Because we're going to provide you with 13 hours of quality entertainment. So how about that? Let me tell you about Harry's. Look, what if there was a 50% off sale happening every time you went shopping for razors? Shaving with Harry's was, well, kind of like that. They offer premium blade refills as low as $2 each. That's up to 55% off compared to the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. And what I love most about a Harry's shave is the flexible, soft handle. It glides across the contours of my face. I don't get any cuts or burns. That's what I love. For a limited time only, new customers get a free mystery item that's free with the purchase of a Harry's trial set. Just use code WALT at Harry's.com. Harry's believes everyone deserves quality shaving supplies at a fair price. They don't inflate blade prices or add unnecessary features to their razors like flex balls or heated handles, tactics that the leading brand has used to raise prices for decades. How do they do it? Harry's team combined a simple ergonomic design with five sharp blades. They bought the steel. They bought the German factory that made the finest steel, ground it into the sharpest blades. The rest, as they say, is history. They cut out the middleman. They offered you the best guarantee in the industry. This is Harry's. Look, for a limited time only, Harry's is a special offer for listeners on my show. New customers get a free, that's free, mystery item with the purchase of a shave set with code WALL at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, plus a free mystery product. The mystery item's worth at least $5 or more. Could be any one of Harry's award-winning products. The mystery item, again, by the way, it can also be an item that Harry's doesn't yet sell to the public. So how about that? Just use code WALL at harrys.com, code WALL at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALL at checkout to claim your offer. You will thank me later. We'll take a quick break. It's a good time for you to get in. 654-7627, 654-7627. We'll be right back.
Be all in with Founders. When it comes to your financial needs, Founders Federal Credit Union never strikes out. Founders offers a winning lineup with the most innovative products and services, like free checking with e-statements, Founders Online, Founders App, Founders Pay, and so much more. Not a Founders member? Visit the Clemson office or relaxjoinfounders.com. See if you qualify for membership. Services require credit evaluation. Accounts without e-statements will be charged $2 for periodic statements by mail. Terms and conditions apply. Founders Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
The Blue Heron Restaurant is now open at 134 Exchange Street in beautiful, historic downtown Pendleton, featuring an upscale seating area and bar seating to catch all the big games. With daily menu specials and happy hour to fit every craving, the Blue Heron in Pendleton offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, farm-to-table flatbread, drinks, and desserts. 134 Exchange Street, downtown Pendleton. Visit BlueHeronFood.com for full menu and more information. That's BlueHeronFood.com. We'll see you soon.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
Hi, I'm Garrett Wilson with Sunstoppers of Easley, formerly 10 Solutions of Easley, and I want to thank all of our thousands of loyal customers for helping me grow our tinting business for the last 20 years in Easley. Because of you, we're transitioning to bigger and brighter days and opening new locations in Pickens across from Walmart. Couldn't have done it without you, and we'll continue our commitment to excellence that you deserve. Call us at 864-630-3164 for all of your vehicle tinting needs.
Here's your chance to own a brand new F-150 from George Coleman Ford at incredible savings with approved credit. 0% financing is available on all remaining in-stock 2019 F-150s. You heard it right. With approved credit, you could be in a brand new 2019 George Coleman Ford F-150 with 0% financing. Never any hidden fees or added charges. That, my friends, is how George Coleman Ford does business. Not applicable with other rebates. Offer good through 3/31/2020.
Harwell Village is the ultimate one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca, with retailers including Aldi, Petco, Marshalls, Michaels, Ulta, Rack Room Shoes, and Five Below. Also, new favorites like Aloha Nails and Spa, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, Great Clips and Tipsy Taco. Mr. Knickerbocker is coming soon. With stores for everyone and stocked with anything you need, Harwell Village wishes our Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic year. Go Tigers!
Never miss a broadcast with the Roar app. Download it free from iTunes and Google Play. From the Roar.
Don't come around here no more. Don't come around here no more. Whatever you're looking for.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want to get in, 654-7627. You know, a couple random thoughts. Also, I have an audio that we're going to play today. It's something I touched on the other day about, you know, to some degree, we all sort of live in our own little bubbles, especially when it comes to, you know, what other, in this case, kids are going through. You know, we talk about players and whether they should stay or whether they should go. And whenever I do, I always add this caveat that I can never speak to their individual situations because in many cases, I'm not familiar with them. And as such, you know, I don't feel comfortable other than talking about a player's ability. You know, it's why I never say, well, you know, there's no way this kid should have gone because I don't know what his family life is like. I don't know the things that he's going through. And I think too many times we ignore that. We ignore the fact that we don't know. That we make judgments solely on our own personal interest. We make judgments on whether a kid can come back and help us, help the team that we root for collegially, for example. In many cases, that's what we care most about. We don't really have the individual's best interest at heart. We have our own best interest at heart. That's just who we are. And there are many times that we're immune to what these kids may have gone through, what their lives may have been like. You know, we just don't know. And then sometimes we find out. You know, I think many have already become familiar with Javon Kinlaw's situation and how he was homeless. His life was one of nothing but challenges. And for a while, you know, he fell victim. And he was headed on a really bad course. Some of it was beyond his control. Some of it was his own doing. And there have been so many articles written about Javon Kinlaw, and people have become familiar with that story. But I may share, moving forward, a few of the stories of some of these other kids as we approach the NFL draft. I have one today. And, well, I have more than one, but I'm going to share one today because I think it speaks to what I'm talking about. We view players in a vacuum, and we view them strictly in terms of their ability. And sometimes we don't have any real feel for who they are or what they are or the challenges that they've dealt with that have helped to form who they are today. I'm going to give you one of these stories right now, just as an example. And you might want to have a Kleenex in your hand. This gives you an idea of what some of these kids are facing in their lives. And I think that these kids who have faced these unique and special challenges in their lives at early ages, things that maybe some of us never saw. And, you know, maybe we have. Maybe we have. But I think sometimes we forget that other people have had unique challenges. Other people have experienced things that again, maybe we haven't experienced. Etor Gross-Matos, the former Penn State defensive end, who is in this year's draft, is one such young man. And courtesy of ESPN College Football, this is his story. It's a pretty amazing story. It's 6 or 7 minutes, but it's worth listening to. Ramona, give me the audio of the story of Etor Gross Matos, the Penn State defensive end.
I feel as if I carry them with me. And I feel like that gives me power.
Stanley is swallowed up by Etor Gross Matos.
Etor, say hi.
Hi.
Say hi. Say hi.
They actually said my name in the video.
Say hi.
Hi.
That was my first time ever hearing my dad's voice.
Mom. Yay.
Yay. Clap. Clap. Everybody clap. Yay.
What is the meaning of a memory? When a memory is all that remains.
You meet kid.
Wow, that's what I mean.
May 7th, 2000. Yetur Gross Matos had just turned two when his father, Michael Gross, and his mother, Sakina, took the family for a day of boating near the Chesapeake Bay.
Michael and Yetur was on the back of the boat. Then the next thing you know, I see my father-in-law in the water and Michael in the water. And then I don't see Etor, so I'm like, where's my baby? Where's my baby?
The men were able to get Etor back in the boat safely. But in the chaos, Michael disappeared beneath the water's surface. Divers recovered his body a short time later. He was 29 years old.
The guilt from knowing that you did something and feeling like you had no control over it. It's just a heavy burden. I feel like that just doesn't go away. But there's nothing I do. There's nothing I could have done.
Yetur's mother was 25, a widow with three young children. She took a job with the D.C. Metro Police Department where, in 2000, she met Rob Matos, a fellow officer. The two were married 3 years later, and in 2006, Rob adopted the children.
I had always dreamed about having boys, and so, you know, I walked into a situation where I had two. I've always loved their bond. Yetur looked up to his brother. His brother was super athletic and just super good at everything.
Less than 2 years separated Yetur from his older brother, Kalau.
E-Man, hi, say hi.
Hi.
Kalau, say hi.
Hi.
We were like Batman and Robin. We were inseparable, absolutely inseparable. We did everything together. He was my role model in everything I wanted to be and everything I wanted to do.
June 3rd, 2009. Rob was coaching Yetur and Kalau in a Little League game.
They were calling for a storm, but it was clear. And then he started to play.
I remember I had struck out. And then they called a little intermission to the game because of the weather. The darkest clouds I've ever seen.
We basically instruct the boys to go sit in their cars until this thing passes. And I do remember Cloud going to grab a baseball and, you know, him and his buddy were going to go throw the ball around in the outfield.
And I said, oh, man, like, let me come. And he was like, no, Etor, like, I think it's best if you don't come right now. I'm going back to the truck. And I just feel this shock. Boom, everybody falls to the ground. And everyone started screaming. And then I looked onto the field. He was laying there, flesh, blood everywhere. His shoes had been blown off his body, clothes torn apart. And you could just smell it in the air, the burning flesh. Mm-hmm. He didn't move.
Kalau, the victim of a direct lightning hit, died immediately. He was 12 years old.
The world itself just got darker. I felt like at the time I had nothing because my brother was everything to me. fell in love with football. It was just therapeutic. I just saw things differently. And I felt my relationship with my brother differently.
November
4th, 2017. Hey, ball out on 3, 1, 2, 3. Ball out.
Let's go. Yetur's freshman season. The Nittany Lions were on the road at Michigan State.
Back to pass. Sets. Waits. Trouble. Hit it. Down he goes. Matos back at the 45-yard line.
In that game, he got his first college sack. It was just this unbelievable rage of emotion. His eyes was watery. We ran over to the sideline. He was convulsing. And it was at that moment that I knew that it was something deeper than just making a sack on third down.
That day, a violent thunderstorm caused a 3.5-hour rain delay, forcing the team into the locker room.
I get a text message from Rob Matos, and he said, I want you to check on Yetur. Yetur just told me that he feels like that lightning and that thunder is a sign from his brother.
I cried, like, uncontrollably during that rain delay. I felt like he was there. I just felt this power. It makes me think that there must be a purpose for me being here. Saving me from drowning when I was a baby, my brother telling me not to go on the field when I was 10. My mom says all the time, we have something to do here. And they're not gonna let you go till this time.
Yeah, and that's the story of Yetur Gross Matos. And, you know, again, I think sometimes we don't know. And we tend to just talk about these kids callously without knowing who and where, who they are, where they're from, what they've experienced in life. This kid, this young man, but when he was a child, blamed himself. He blamed himself for his father dying in a boating accident, and then blamed himself for his brother. And, you know, think about all the tragedy that one young kid can endure, losing your father in that manner, and then losing your brother, who was, again, he described as Batman and Robin, the bond so strong. And he's had to fight through all of that to get to where he is today. And he's done it very successfully. So, you know, when we think about people you want to root for, I think that's the kid that you want to root for, right? Yetur Gross Matos, who this year will be drafted by in the first round. And no matter whatever challenges are ahead of him, his greatest challenges are behind him. Gamecock Will and Mike and Anderson, I'm coming to both of you as soon as we get back. Actually, it's Mike and Gamecock Will in that order. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like Halt. They have the expertise and experience to properly diagnose any issues. It's all they do. Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyotas. They use top-of-the-line tools and diagnostic equipment that they keep up to date. We believe in our work, so we offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. So if you move to California, we still stand behind our services. We give you honest estimates. One of our service advisors will always go line by line with any recommended work and let you know the urgency behind any such repairs. How about this with oil changes? One, we test drive your vehicle vehicle before and after. Two, our Master Tech will rotate your tires. Three, our Master Tech will also perform a complete brake inspection. We remove the tires and measure them. Four, we perform a complete 32-point inspection. This is First Glass Hall. Go see him, Anderson and Greenville.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com.